Yo,
what's good, everybody?
What's up? Welcome back. This is the Lit, Loud, and Lazy Podcast. Hey, I don't even remember what my nickname was last podcast, but we just gonna say my name is Al, whatever, Governments.
Your boy Fat Moses and Daddy.
With my boy Shaq.
Damn, nigga, why you so loud?
With the nigga Shaq and with Prince. Bald boy. What, which boy? A bald head?
Baldy Locks.
Baldy Locks. What was my nickname?
Nice shiny head ass.
Beast Burger.
We're not calling me that. we're not calling me that. I finally got to change that on 24.
Bony Bird.
Oh, Bony Bachelor.
Bony Bird.
Okay, Bony Bird, whatever. I'm not Bony no more, so we got to change that. And then what, Fat Moses?
Yeah, Fat Moses and Daddy himself.
Okay, sure.
Yes.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. How has life been for y'all? It's been a long time, like a year and some change.
It's literally been a year.
Yeah, so how has life been for y'all? Let's go from this last year. We can go like a quick recap, and then we can do the last week of everything we've been going through. So last year, how life been changed?
What's I got shot.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
I got shot. That's it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Everybody know. Well, not everybody knows, but my father passed away. Been dealing with that.
And Prince got more bald.
And he got some other good news.
I ain't get more bald.
You
I'm
did get
same
more bald.
Bald.
Nah, more bald.
I'm the same amount of bald. Anyways.
That should get more clean than every day.
Anyways. Yeah, I also got a girlfriend.
That's not the important part. That's cool.
What else?
Nigga, you went to the motherland. What you mean?
I do that. Well, I don't do that all the time.
Exactly.
But I do it.
You went to the motherland and got a girlfriend.
You in Africa and got him a little bit. Ooh. We got him a little thing in Africa now.
Go ahead. So last time around this time, it was me and Shaq in relationships. And now it's Prince and Shaq in relationships. So shout out. All right. Any other updates for the year?
Shit. I'm about to go back to school.
Didn't you drop another kid, bruh?
First of all, that was
that was 2 years ago.
Oh, that was 2 years ago?
That was a whole 2 years
ago. My bad, bro. I'm not holding the waist. I don't know what
it is. You're terrible.
I'm like, yo, ain't no way to drop
the man been to the baby shower birthday parties.
You know what? What's the baby shower last year, bro?
No, it wasn't.
Ain't no way to drop, bro.
That was like 2 years
ago. Well, I got a dog. I don't know if that was around last podcast, but I got a
dog.
He
definitely wasn't around.
I think he was around last podcast.
Shit.
It's mad. I still got a dog. He been
around. Damn, you had this nigga for a year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm still thinking this nigga
stole his dog for a year.
Relax, bro. He's gonna listen to this. I didn't steal it. It was a mutual decision on the dog. Alright?
Yeah, he stole.
Yeah, no, it was a mutual decision on the dog. I did not steal it. Alright. Prince, anything?
Shit, nothing.
Alright, cool. Alright, so we've had a wild week in the world.
Wild two, three months.
Dealing with
it. Said week.
Yeah, but especially this week has been wild. But we can start back since we have missed some time. So coronavirus, how has it been affecting y'all? How do y'all feel about it? Where do y'all stand on it now that we 2 months in?
It's a fluke.
You think so?
Yeah. Tests is not positive. The hospitals are lying.
Okay, but your mom had it, right? So
she had it, but the symptoms she had, I had, and I don't have corona.
Okay.
I beat that day like 2 days. It was just like a regular flu. So I feel like.
Maybe just a real ass nigga.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But
about
I don't 100% believe it. But
I think depending on how the numbers come back, now that people have been protesting and now that people are in large groups and people are back to work, I feel depending.
They finna definitely rig that.
Yeah, depending on how those numbers look, it's gonna tell me what to believe about coronavirus.
Yeah, you know they're going to throw like an extra 200,000
right.
new cases.
Because they said 3,000. Like, so far this week, they said 3,000. I know none of them protesters probably got tested. So, even at 3,000 isn't a bad number. So, we'll see. We'll see what it looks like when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Right. How has it been affecting you, Prince?
Yo, I ain't finished so many video games. Since I was a chick.
Okay, so that's a good topic. Okay, so what has coronavirus, since nobody is at work, or nobody was at work, what has it freed you up to do?
Get more sleep.
Same. So I've been getting more sleep and playing video games, and actually that doing
too.
All my classwork on time.
Bro, I was even doing more sleep. I was going to sleep later. I started going to sleep at like 12, 1 o'clock. I'm like, damn. I forgot that I'd be going to sleep at 10.
No, it's been,
and waking up at 6.
It's been beautiful. The fact that coronavirus hit on my spring break is the worst part, but besides that, everything else has been pretty copacetic.
Yeah, I mean, just chilling more around the house. I ain't really doing nothing crazy.
How has it been since you got two kids running around the house all day?
Same shit every weekend.
Okay.
All day, nigga.
Mm-hmm. How you been handling with, like, parks closed and, like, what you been...
I just throw them in the pool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not literally, but yeah, I get you.
With no life vests.
Okay. All right, Chris.
Sink or swim. Sink or swim.
Okay. Prince,
what's up?
Save us.
Well, I ain't been throwing kids in the pool.
Thank you.
But, like, man, I've been sitting at home. I haven't even been cooking like that, but my mom been, like, she been whipping up. She been trying all
the food. And you ain't bring nobody a plate.
Nothing. Ain't even offer. Ain't
what's tell us y'all, come what's slide. Y'all brought me a plate.
Ain't tell us what come you, slide. I don't even know my mama, nigga.
You apples like 2 weeks ago.
Bro, I made some steak fried rice.
This nigga gave me apples and beans. And he talking about his mom chefing.
He gave you apples and beans?
Apples and beans, bro. And liquid eggs.
Hilarious.
Apples, beans, and
first
liquid
of,
eggs.
Hold on. I didn't give you
yes, you did. That was Prince.
You
that
went
was
to
Prince.
A food drive.
Because I went to his house. He's like, "Ayo, bro, I'm about to go to a food drive. You want to slide?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay, sure." It's beans and liquid eggs.
Did you not fuck up everything you got, though?
I'm allergic to eggs.
No, you not.
I got dumb liquid eggs in the freezer. I got dumb liquid eggs in the freezer.
Like in the box?
No, in a bag.
Oh, that was funny. I forgot about that. That shit was hella
in
the
bag. Do you think he gave me canned spaghetti sauce, bro?
Hilarious.
I have no can opener.
He's allegedly allergic to eggs.
I have no can
opener. First off, you Haitian.
They gave me the biggest
shit.
Now we use knives.
That's exactly what I meant.
Yeah. But I have no can opener. That's a fact. I have no can opener.
Hilarious.
So it's disrespectful for you to give me a big ass can of spaghetti.
I did not give you.
You just said spaghetti hot dogs.
Hey, that's a struggle that people should not be eating.
That's not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
No.
The meat sausage? Don't make... I can, yeah, but most of the time it's chicken.
I don't like pork, bro. Since when?
Bro, since, like, I've been making my own meals. I ain't baking in, like, 2 years. Unless you count Wendy's.
Pork bacon, you mean?
I haven't. Turkey bacon is disgusting.
You don't like turkey bacon is good.
No, I'm cool.
It's actually good.
I'm big cool.
I'm crying.
I'm big cool.
I actually like turkey bacon more than pork bacon.
I'm cool.
Nah, you wildin'.
Nah.
I like beef bacon more than turkey.
I don't think I've ever had beef bacon.
I don't think I've ever had beef bacon either. But I'm cool on both of them.
Yeah, you wildin'.
Turkey and pork.
Wait, so you eat four for fours?
You don't have no bacon?
Nah, I be getting the spicy chicken wrap, but then they stopped that. So I just be getting the chicken sandwich, but that shit nasty.
You wild it.
Bro, I ain't got no choice, bro.
You wild.
That's what I'm saying. If I eat bacon anywhere, it's probably from Wendy's.
Oh, wow.
Well, and Wendy's got the worst bacon in history, so I'll probably be peeling them right off. Wendy's be soggy.
Hilarious. But, you know, during this whole break, everybody been on social media way more now. It's been so crazy.
Yes.
I found myself going on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat almost all damn day. Like, once I log off, I'm right back.
I'd be like, all right, I'm done with Twitter. Turn that shit off. Swipe, click. Wait a second. Did I just say I'm not doing this shit no more?
But all I can say is Twitter been keeping me entertained for the longest.
And
Instagram, but I don't really go into lives, but Twitter been keeping me really, really, really entertained.
Nah, Instagram was killing it with the little battles for a while.
The battles?
Yeah, the battles.
Yeah. But you know who really broke Instagram though?
Tory.
Babyface?
Hell no. 6ix9ine. That boy had 2 million views on live.
First day back.
That nigga said he got the whole world watching.
And he did. And I'm surprised how many people tuned in.
Yeah, bro. It was just so crazy how much people was watching.
I'm even more surprised that they snitched on him like the next day.
They found his address. Hilarious. Yeah, that's how it works. But you know, people snitch on snitch. Snitching is regular, man. How y'all feel about 6ix9ine snitching?
I think it's green that he gets to snitch and come back home while everybody else is locked up.
Man, that's part of a deal.
Yeah, but it's still green.
That's part of the plea deal.
It's still green. And the fact that he came back dropping, I don't even want to say bangers, but he came back dropping music and everybody's already bumping it and it just seems like that.
Right, you gotta admit, that shit is hard. Just not for like regular play. It's not hard for regular play, but it's hard for like highlights.
I guess. How do y'all feel about it?
Bruh, how I feel about it? Bruh, I ain't gonna lie to you. I really don't blame him snitching.
It's true.
I really don't. And you know, there's a lot of...
How long would he have gotten?
Huh?
If he ain't snitch, how long would he have gotten?
Bruh, he wouldn't even survive long in there. That's the whole thing. From the beginning, he would have never survived.
I think he would have survived long. What survived? Like, not sucking dick, then he wouldn't have survived.
No.
But he would have survived sucking dick.
No, he said he was about to get killed in there.
Oh, no, I think he would have survived.
He was locked up with the same niggas. They was trying to kill him.
Okay.
Oh. That's why I said, I don't really, all right. So my whole point is, you know, there's a lot of people of my race would disagree with me, but they don't understand that, bro, snitching is a common thing. You know what I'm saying? And they get mad at, oh, it's against the street code, this and that. I don't care why he did it or the reasons. I don't care. Like, bro, niggas snitch for way pettier reasons. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he snitched. I'm gonna break it down for y'all. So he snitched in New York. Baby mamas, they don't play that. You get what I'm saying? Baby mamas is like the ex-wife or the ex-love of my life. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, when New York niggas, they find out you smashing their baby mama or even talking to their baby mama, it's on sight. Like, I see niggas like, yo, your BMA had nowhere to stay, okay, so I let her sleep on the couch, and them niggas was bumping.
Okay, in the same scenario, okay? So we all had a time period where there was a girl who was around all of us and probably wanted all of us, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say in this scenario, that just happens to be your baby mama, and you're not the only one in the clique that she wants. If somebody else smashes her while you're gone, is that still a reason to snitch?
I'm not saying that's the main reason.
Okay.
But I'm going to be hot of you. That's on site.
Yeah, I'm going to be hot too.
That's on site right there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying he got multiple reasons. And then my second thing, they kidnap him and try to kill him. Those two other things, and then you locked up, about to do a bid for them niggas. And them niggas was already eating off your plate and everything, and they you dirty already. The only logical way of payback is snitching. He probably was setting something up to get him on bird. You never know. You don't know. I don't know. He probably was, probably wasn't. But at the end of the day, at that time, he probably felt like, yo, let me just ruin these niggas' lives by having them locked up in here and I'm a free man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I really agree with what he did. I'm not really too much against it. Cause niggas, first of all, niggas that, oh, I'm not going to snitch, and then they homeboy go out free, they're the greenest ones. Because it's like, you got a family, right? Mm-hmm. You got kids, you got a wife, you got family, and they all depend on you for a meal around the table, right? And I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no kids, no girlfriend, not even a girlfriend, right? My mama good, my brother's good, and I'm just living off my own money. You know what I'm saying? So we both get jammed up for the same thing, and one of us got to go down for it. There's niggas that'll be in the situation that I am and want Al to go down for it. Now, does that make you a real nigga?
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? And they will allow him to, like, I will be like, yeah, bro, I got you. I'm going to do this time. Just make sure I'm straight. Al doing this time, these niggas don't even call their kids.
Smashing the mama, though.
So probably even that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people, God, the black community, the white community, whoever don't agree with him snitching, they just seen it all wrong because OGs would probably even snitch.
I think that's the majority of it when it comes to snitching. I think when it comes deep down to it, a lot of niggas snitch. But it's the way we talk, like the upbringing to not snitch is what makes it.
I just so poorly. Yeah, because a lot of guys are like, man, don't fuck with me if you agree with 6ix9ine, dude. All right, bro. See you later. I don't want to talk to you like that anyways.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I don't know. I never really listened to Dude Music. I never probably will listen to Dude Music. Never really paid much attention to him.
Nah, 6ix9ine and Tory Lanez are hard.
I didn't hear it.
Season 9? You ain't never heard it?
Nah.
And she
so after this, you can put me on. Because I ain't never heard that.
Even though after Tory's chorus, he just starts shouting. But, you know, it'd be violent.
I mean, nah. Because, I mean, that song he got with A Boogie is a love song. And this nigga just started yelling about a gun in the middle of it. So, you know. So, I'm not surprised at all.
You know, Prince White, you agree with him, Cinchy?
I mean, when you put it like that, yeah, I low-key do. Because, like, this nigga was gonna get put, like, really just, like, the niggas who was trying to fuck him up in the first place, he was gonna get put in jail with them. Like, that just gave them, what, 40, 50 years of
chances. New York do not play when it comes to years. The nigga be getting, like, 70 years.
Give him so many chances to kill that nigga. Nah, I was gonna snitch, too. I ain't gonna lie. If you ever put me in a situation where I might need a snitch on you, I'll probably snitch on you. It depends on the situation, though.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. His situation, I'm sitting on y'all niggas.
Exactly. In that situation, you was going to get snitched on.
So, you think... So, it changes, of course, once you get a family.
It changes, but it depends. Like, the person, who the person is. Like, if y'all both jammed up... Y'all both jammed up... Like, okay. Like, the Biggie... Y'all all watched the Biggie movie?
Nah.
Notorious?
Yeah. You ain't...
I think I watched, like, half of it. Something.
All right, so you didn't see the part where the police was chasing them, and then one of them had a gun, and the police got both of them, and it was one gun, and then they always had to make a decision on who's going to do the longest time, and the other dude was like, yo, you got a jit on the way, you can really make that rap shit work, so I'm going to take the plea for the gun. That was some real shit. Yeah, a lot of niggas not doing that.
Yeah, a lot.
I'm going to keep it a butt with you, a lot of niggas, but a lot of the same niggas that ain't doing that. That ain't doing that. Agreeing why 6ix9ine should have never snitched. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
No, I'm with it. All right, so besides 6ix9ine, there's been a lot of other stuff going on. Do y'all want to talk about Black Lives Matter first, or do y'all want to talk about cancel culture?
Well, I thought we was talking about supporting.
Oh, we talking about supporting black businesses? Yeah. Oh, let's do it then.
Yeah, let's start off with that.
Okay. Hold on. I already know you're gonna say some watches, so let's do this first. We do support black businesses, okay? But Shaq has something to say about the quality of
business etiquette and service.
There we go. That he receives from black businesses. So go ahead.
That I receive, but what I witnessed. And it's so. All right, shout out to my dog, A Chill Apparel. Shout out to my other dog, Bree Nailed It, because she be mutting the nails. I got a lot of black businesses I support. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was going to give them shout outs. But, shout out to my black business, because I DJ, so you can call that shit a business. You know what I'm saying? So, but, the women world, when I'm talking about women world, the... makeup artists, hairstylists. Okay. Even though I got a homegirl that do nails, I never witnessed her do it. And if I did witness her do it, I would check her about it. But the girls that do nails and all that, and even the girls that do boutiques, their business etiquette is so terrible, and so it's just like it's begging for you to not ever shop there.
Yeah, it gets to the point to where they compete into who's worse.
Like, yeah, that's what it really does. It gets to the point like, hey, who's worse than who?
Like, who makes you do more just for them to, you know, receive your bread?
Yeah, like, okay, like, what I don't agree with, I understand that's your personal preference. You don't do toes, but you only do nails, and you charge the same amount for toes and nails that you would get from the Chinese lady. You know what I'm saying? That's you. That,
especially when you live in a community where the Chinese lady right there and you across the street.
I understand
I can still go to you, support you, but like, come on, you gotta work.
You know what I'm saying? That's you. That's your personal preference. I can't really knock you for that. But what I really gotta knock you for is like, when they set appointments, and this happens with all of them. All the beautician worlds or the women world, especially the black women world. You set up an appointment and let's say you're late, your deposit is gone. Mm-hmm. Like, you're late. Like, 5 minutes late, your deposit is gone. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes deposits range. I don't really know how much they range. It depends on them, but it'd be like $50, $25, sometimes $100. Mm-hmm. But you're 5 minutes late, your deposit is gone. And the same lady that took your deposit, you come early the next time and she's an hour late, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to be like, all right, I'm cool with it. Let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was like my major issue. That's what a lot of them do. They money hungry. They don't give back deposits. Or they only be like, okay, your deposit could go to your next appointment, but I can't do this because it's interfering with the time of my next appointment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that.
They don't do nothing.
They don't do that at all. That's the terrible part about it. They don't do that at all. And they always got an attitude when you like, yo, I don't really like the service. Can I get my deposit back? Mm-hmm. I'm always like, fuck you. They definitely be like, fuck you. Like,
they be clapping like, back in the
They be like, yo, poor asshole, fuck you, and then take your money.
Damn, nah, like, scamming ass niggas.
Nah, yeah, that's what they do. That's really what they do. That's the really scary part about it, and that's what really pushed people away from black businesses. That's why people be like, the woman posted, I'd rather go to Chinese than the local black beautician. And everybody blew up about that, but there was a lot of females like, yo, I don't even blame her.
Yeah, I think I seen that post.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so how does that, so what can they do to fix that?
I just feel like, I DJ a lot. I've done a lot of DJs.
There we go.
But I did a lot of parties. I've done a lot of gigs. What y'all got to understand is sometimes I got to take that L. Y'all got to lose to win.
Right.
Y'all really got to lose to win. That right there plays a major role in your business because, we don't know what's happening with you. You was an hour late to your appointment, 30 minutes, 10 minutes late to your appointment. You be like, all right, I'm going to just do it for this much. You know what I'm saying? The girl be like, yo, damn. They're going to really appreciate that because not a lot of people doing that. They just money hungry. They take your deposit or they complain. Mm-hmm. They take your money and they act like they forcing you to make another appointment due to them. I've done a lot of parties where I came late and I said, yo, just pay me half of what I charge or don't worry about it. And trust me, a lot of them don't worry about it. I got booked 7-8 more times afterwards.
Yeah.
I have my basketball coach. He paid me for his first New Year's party. I did his birthday party free. I did his wife party free. Then I did his son baby shower, all the other New Year's and the auntie parties, all the rest of them parties after that. Mm-hmm. I got paid plus tip, major tips right after. You know what I'm saying? So, sometimes you got to lose to win. That's what all these major companies doing, the white companies.
Yeah.
Like that free Prime Day. You know how much money that nigga lose off of Prime deliveries from doing that shit free?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're conscious of your customers and you go out, not even really being conscious. Well, yeah, if you're conscious of your customer and you try to see it from their perspective, it's not even necessarily losing because you're gaining so much in that traction.
That's why I feel like, you know, that's what I feel like they really lack. They lack that part of their business plan where, like, you should have, like, a conscious part of your business plan, like a set amount. Like, hey, this is my fault, 15% off, 10% off, or 5%, 10%, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, because a lot of businesses do that. You call T-Mobile, cuss T-Mobile right now about your service being slow. T-Mobile be like, all right. Like, this happened to me one time. All right, you don't have to pay this amount of money. What?
Same thing, bro. They gave me Apple Music for free for three additional months or whatever. They going to try to fit something in to try to accommodate you.
Yeah, so you see, so they have it already planned out. But, like, you're not satisfied with their service. They got something to accommodate you for. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying accommodate every complaining customers because there's some that's just straight up bitches. I'm gonna keep it a butt. Son, that straight up bitches. But if you treat every single customer like a bitch,
you're gonna have more customers.
You're not gonna last long. You're gonna wonder where your clientele went. Stormy. Coach Stormy, that's my homeboy mom's. That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog from high school. But I see where, you know, she's about her bread, everything. I see where she's coming from. But she chose the wrong time to say stuff like what she said. You know what I'm saying? And that's why she got a lot of backlash. And she's about to lose out on a lot of clientele.
Who's Coach Stormy? The eyelash lady?
Huh?
Who's Coach Stormy?
The lady that sells the CBD teas that everybody be selling.
Okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just like, wrong. You know, right point, wrong time. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she was like, oh, That whole blackout thing, I lost 100 grand.
Oh, her.
Yeah. I feel like it's the same thing with Trina, what Trina said. It might have been the right point, but, well, okay, Let me back that up. She was mad that her friend's store got vandalized during all of this. And I understand her being mad at her friend's store being vandalized. Besides that, everything else she said was wrong.
But wait, Trick Daddy was like, she got insurance. You gotta understand.
Bruh, everybody was trying to tell Trina, like, yo, she got insurance, she gonna be good. And even on Twitter, people are like, yo, if you got so much money, how come you don't help her out right now?
That's why I'm saying you shoot yourself in the foot.
Right. So that's the thing where it's like, you know, even if you're trying to make a point, you're trying to stand for something, you gotta be conscious of something. Yeah. So there's another story that I wanted to tell. There was one time this nigga from Miramar was selling a jacket, like a Letterman jacket, that said University at Miramar Parkway. There's only a select amount of niggas that could cop this Letterman, right? The niggas that probably live on the damn street. Yeah. This Letterman was $400. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
You wild it. You wild it, man.
Like, come on, bro. But I understand that, you know, I don't know how much it cost him to make it, but if you're going to make one that specific, you know what I'm saying? Like, only certain niggas is going to cop it? Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
You got to give me some leeway on that one.
Yeah, that's how it is.
A hella stripper name. All
right, go ahead.
But day about it is, like, when she was talking about losing 100K, that, like, happened, like, what, a week after Amazon got shut down for 15 minutes, and then they go lost almost a half a mil, and then they can't say nothing.
Half a mil? That's it?
I think it's different types of money, though, because he's a billionaire.
Was it like half a mil?
Half a mil.
It was higher than that? I think it was higher than that. He almost lost higher than that, because they make a lot of money per minute.
Yeah, exactly. That's not that much.
I understand her being mad, but I think she got to understand the circumstances with everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, but, you know, people so money hungry. And then, you know, like what Tory Lanez said, like, you know, a lot of people just, like, that's really not out there, that's not really going through it, they just got to keep their mouth shut. Because if you say the wrong thing, you is fucked up.
Right. And I think, so that brings us right into the cancel culture. But I think celebrities have done a...
Some did a lot did worse.
A lot did a lot to separate them from general society.
Yeah. Cause a lot of them is like wondering, like, oh, why didn't this person speak? Why didn't this person speak? Like, bro, the cancel community is like, they're bullies.
Yeah,
they're the shit. They be fighting their kids that they wouldn't want their kids to go through. The motherfuckers are bullies.
How do y'all feel about it? How do y'all feel about celebrities speaking out or not speaking out? Do y'all really care? Do y'all want to hear from them?
I think celebrities should speak out if they really care about the issue. And I think that's what the problem is, because people are like, yo, if you really cared, you would, like, be talking.
I ain't going to lie to y'all. Wait, before we talk about it, we got to give a shout-out to J. Cole, Jermaine Cole, because that nigga been in the field, bruh.
That nigga.
No lie.
I think there's a lot of rappers that are actually by the action, whether it's J. Cole or
Jermaine. What was that last album? I keep forgetting that last album name, bruh.
I don't even know. He made one.
Not Forest Hill Drive. It's not Forest Hill.
No. It is Forest Hill Drive.
That came out in 2014.
No, I'm not talking about the one that came after that. Okay. I'm talking about Forest Hill Drive. That nigga ain't have a fresh fit since Forest Hill Drive.
Okay. Wow. You wanted to say that?
But, no, I didn't really originally wanted to say that, but he have it. He really have it. He really been in the field, bro. They got to get this man
the humanity
reward or some shit. He really had to get a humanity reward. That man really be in the field, bro. He don't only talk about it, bro. He really out there doing it, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He ain't the only one, man. There's a lot of celebrities out there.
Yeah. But him and Colin Kaepernick, them niggas up there.
Right. So that's something else I wanted to talk about, right? So I don't know if y'all saw that video with the NFL players. They put out a video yesterday. I think it was yesterday, where it's like a collage of them all standing together, supporting everything that's going on as far as the protest. And how do y'all feel about them now?
Hypocrites.
Doing that instead of doing it with Kaepernick.
Hypocrites. Because G. Kaepernick, he had a good career. Like, when he got kicked out,
his last year was good.
His last year was great. Yeah, his last year was great in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? His reason for kicking him out was just because of him kneeling. Mm-hmm. If the whole NFL was with him and kneeled with him, You can't kick out all those players.
Yeah. I don't know how they make a video and not put Kaepernick in it. That's how it is. I have no idea how they thought that.
So Kaepernick is going to really like. The NFL is really gonna bite the bullet because a lot of people gonna start noticing like, hey, oh, y'all really for it now.
Mm-hmm. I think they started that because whenever all the teams are doing their little blackout things, all of them, the NFL looks crazy right now.
Yeah. NFL, like, they tweeted about it and then all through the comments, you like, hey, what about when Kaepernick did this? Mm-hmm. That, like, everyone was going crazy about it because, like, this nigga really tried to stop this from being for shit to get like this, ain't no one was allowing this nigga to do it. So now all, like, if the NFL says some shit, the 49ers say some shit, Trump says some shit, anyone who says some shit and was complaining about this nigga Kaepernick, all you see is, hey, but when Kaepernick was doing this, ain't no one gave a fuck.
Yeah, I think it's showing. It's showing. But all right, so besides the NFL, all the other celebrities that have opened their mouth to say something stupid, how do y'all feel about that? Do anybody stick out to y'all specifically?
So, like, when it comes to, like doing this...
All right, Trina shot herself in the foot by saying, I got license, registration, and insurance. That was stupid. That was dumb.
I don't know what she was thinking about that.
That was dumb. That was, like, literally, like...
I don't know why she ain't walked that back immediately.
Like, what?
I don't know why she ain't walked that back
And them niggas, like, it was crazy. It was three men that, like, yo... Chill. Big Mac, Nasty, and Trina. It was like, yo, Trina, chill. And when she said, I got license, registration, and insurance, I ain't worried.
They're calling them animals was...
And then she was like, I didn't mean everybody is an animal. Bro, y'all gotta
hear that part of the clip.
I don't know what's going on. Are these live? It's a live morning show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't know what's going on, man.
And, you know, Young Miami came out and said something good. So she was all right. She was cool. I didn't expect that. But, you know, I got to give her a credit.
I don't know what Young Miami said.
I'm waiting for Chief Keith to say something. You know what I'm saying?
You don't hold your breath.
I'm waiting for Chief Keith to say something.
Has Chief Keith had an interview, bro?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I'm waiting on it. He's dropping albums.
Don't hold your breath on that one, bro.
I'm dead.
What were you saying about this, Prince?
I was saying, like, when it comes to celebrities, I can understand why they quiet. Because, like, whatever they say... could rather make or break their career. And not even just that. It's the same thing. This cancel culture. Like, niggas can't even say what they want to say because niggas is going to get mad. Like, niggas is
always going to get mad. I mean, depending on who you are, you can. Within reason, depending on who you are.
Yeah, there's some things you can say, but, like, once you just make that little mistake, that's it for y'all. Everyone's going to go, like, because the thing is, black people, they love to cancel each other. Like, black people really hate other black people.
Let's define the cancel. Like, a lot of these people is not officially canceled. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, artists is not officially canceled. Unless, like, they've been dropping straight boo-boo afterwards. Right. Like, straight boo-boo songs. But I don't want to talk about some of these people.
There's a lot of people I don't want to talk about.
Like Tokyo Jets. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I think she done.
She was walking on the thread.
That's what I'm saying. I think she done.
And she cut that shit herself.
Yeah, she fine, but I think she done.
Wait, Shamik Moore says that, man?
I forgot. The nigga from The Get Down?
That was also on Wu-Tang?
Spider-Man? Yes. Yeah, he was the one that told Rosa Parks to take a cab.
What? Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Okay. I remember that now. Okay. That was hilarious.
Nah, it wasn't good funny though.
It was hilarious.
It was this nigga wild funny. This nigga wild.
No, good joke. Wrong time. Good joke. Wrong time. Hey, look.
I'm mad.
A lot of people might be
Spider-Man
mad at
movie.
Me for saying that.
I was looking forward to that Spider-Man movie.
But yeah, good joke. Horrible time. Because I saw that and I wasn't the only one laughing.
This black cab she could have took.
Yeah, but hey.
Whoa, that might have been the worst one.
That was really the worst
one. That was
top. That is number one. That's number one. Drewski is number two. Because he made Miami and black folks look retarded. Because he was down here protesting.
Yeah.
Somebody, okay. He ain't graduated from high school.
Yeah. All the YouTube comedians, I mean, all the Instagram comedians, just seems like they just putting their foot in their mouths.
A lot of them. Why you think a lot of them is quiet? Like, yeah. Carlos Miller, yeah. Quiet. Yeah. The only one that was really quiet and he made a lot of sense was this nigga named Dooley. Dude, his name
sound familiar.
Yeah, y'all. If I show y'all one of his videos that's really known, y'all would know who it is off the bat. But he says something logical. That's when you should speak, when you're logically positive about the whole thing. There's a lot of people that have been like, hey, I'm against looting, but I'm with what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or I'm against looting in our neighborhoods, loot the white people, and I'm with y'all, what y'all doing.
Definitely with that.
You know what I'm saying? But there's certain things you're not like, I'm not with it, so let me do it to myself. Like T.I. T.I. canceled. They canceled the fuck out of T.I.
But I feel like T.I. at this point looked like as an old man. Like, he just says weird, old.
Nigga shit.
Yes. Like Atlanta's Wakanda.
I just feel like niggas really don't let that one go.
Yeah, like, he really. And he walked off, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dropped the mic moment.
Yeah. That was a John Rule movie.
I don't know what's going on with people, bro.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, this whole thing that's going on is really exposing who's with us and who's not with us, who feels our pain and don't feel our pain. But a lot of these rich folks that have been rich for a very, very long time, or the rappers that's really from the hood, because we all know a lot of rappers not from the actual hood. You know what I'm saying? They expose themselves. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not from the hood, but you're famous for rapping hood shit, or you've been famous and rich for a long time, bro, you don't know what people's going to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't expect a white cop to not know who Idris Elba is, because he's been in white movies too. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, they play it smart. You understand?
But to be honest, they probably think all those niggas look alike.
I think we passed it at this point.
Yeah.
We way past it.
We not Chinese.
There's too many black people that are famous that look completely different.
Bruh.
So I think we passed it at this
point. You know, everyone know that one nigga that look like a nigga on TV.
Yeah, but I don't know about celebs that look alike.
I don't think Yachty spoke, and I don't think he from the movie at all.
Do you want Yachty to speak?
Nope.
Okay, there we go.
Because I don't want to hear rap.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so besides that, the Black Lives Matter movement, how are y'all taking that in? How do y'all feel about that?
I feel like we're living through the next civil war right now, because right now it's peaceful, but I feel like with what the cops is doing on top of it, why everybody's trying to be peaceful, it's just adding fuel to the fire. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to start off with a group of hotheads that's going to really not give a shit about what police doing, and just thinking about all the bad, and you know, it's gonna be an all time shootout. Then it's gonna be another like legit civil war. That's how I feel like it's gonna spark off like that, because there's a lot of police shooting people in the face with gas, the fucking tear gas, or the rubber bullets.
They shooting niggas in the head.
They shooting niggas in the head with it. So it's just like, y'all trying to fix the problem, but y'all not.
At all.
Yeah,
and I don't know why they are taking such extreme measures.
And when you attack
peaceful protests.
You know, when you attack medical staff, it's a war crime.
Yeah.
Even when you use tear gas, that's a war crime.
People keep saying that too. But apparently using tear gas in your own country has different regulations versus using it in a war.
Yeah, but like, so, cops that have been breaking in, like stopping nurses or shooting at nurses and doctors, helping people that got hit from.
So the dude that got hit in the head and then after they shot the medic, was that real rounds or was that rubber rounds?
Rubber rounds.
Okay. But that's still a war crime. Yeah. So like, the way they're going about it, like, they don't want to lose their spot with that whole, what's that shit called? When all the major people from around the world come in one place?
The UN,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we look like trash right now, no cap.
Yeah, I feel like that's how we look all the time, but this is
things in a row.
Shit too
to
far.
We look like shit with coronavirus, and now we look like trash again with these protests and these movements.
No, it's just like, if we go to the UN again, and, you know, trying to reason, and then all them motherfuckers from another country can say, y'all shoot your own doctors trying to help people, so why should we listen to y'all?
Your own civilians. So how do y'all think it's going to end? Y'all think it's going to end? When you said the Civil War, you think it's going to create a Civil War. How do you think it's going to end?
I think it's going to be like, I think it really depends on if Trump going to win again or not.
I think this is going to play a large part in that. How Corona and how these protests move.
I think, like, if Trump, I think we won't really see an end until after the election. But most likely there's going to be, like, some kind of effort to, like, there's starting to be efforts already to stop the police brutality. But it's just going to be, like, a band-aid. And then that's it. Like, people are going to be like, nah, this ain't fixed it. I think, like, at this moment, like, black people are really just over it. And it's possible that if this shit don't look right, niggas is going to go crazy in civil war. But it's also possible that we're going to get what we want, but it's just going to be, like, a fix to the next big issue.
I honestly don't think the civil war is going to happen because, let me state it with this. I like that the way they are reopening cases, the way they're locking people up. Now, if they reopen cases and they take these people to trial and everybody gets acquitted or everybody comes home scot-free, no time served, or none of that, then I could see something escalating to the point of where we want, retribution or whatever. But I don't think it's going to be a civil war yet. I think it's still going to take a little bit more time for people to be united enough to actually want to combat this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we'll see. We'll see. Do y'all plan on protesting? Do y'all plan on...
Nope, I can't walk that far.
Okay. Okay. Okay, you're right. What about you, Prince?
I'm considering it. Because, you know, niggas don't got nothing better to do. But, like... You know, there's, like, so many. But, like, nigga, I don't feel like driving. You feel me? But,
okay,
all right. Nah, I'm going to consider it, though. I'm going to highly consider it. It's the weekend, you know. We gotta show some solidity. How do you say it? Solidarity.
There we go.
Yeah, with our people. So, like, you know.
I think I'm going to go to a protest. We'll see how many I find for this weekend, and we'll see if we can slide.
I want to check it out and see what it looked like, just so I can at least say, like, damn, I know what it was like.
Alright, so besides Black Lives Matters, something else has happened on our time.
Alright, along with this Black Lives Matter too, though, is a lot of companies have been showing, like, some solidarity with us, like, in our like, movement. And it's, like, pretty cool that they're doing it. So, for instance, Apple, they, what was it, like, 2 days ago, during blackout, they only had black music for the...
They curated a playlist.
Yeah, they curated playlists for black music on their, what's that page called?
Apple Music, on their browse page?
Oh, yeah, on their browse page. You can still use all your, you can still listen to your own music, you still look for your radio station, but just that page was for black music.
I don't even think you could look for your radio station. I think you could look for your own music. You probably could look for your own radio
station. Yeah, it was just that page was all black music. So, if you want to, like, get to know more about black music, if you want to, like, listen to some new black music, that was a perfect day.
Yeah, that was a perfect day to do it.
Yeah.
And then Sonny was like, all right, we have an event this week to show y'all what the P5 look like. But you know what? We're going to cancel it. So then they canceled it for that. And then...
And Activision canceled their Season 4 release for Warzone and Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Okay. And then Take-Two turned off their servers for the George Floyd Memorial for 2 hours. So all these companies are doing all of that, right? And you'd be like, all right, you know, it's not really doing anything for us, but, you know, they still, they are aware of our situation. They want to do something. when you go into their comments on their Twitter page, like, everyone is tweeting them, like, this ain't doing nothing, da-da-da-da, like, and it's mostly white people. Some, there were some black people who were mad about some of the things, too, but it's mostly white people, and they're just like, well, this is happening here, this happened, why don't you guys stop, da-da-da, like, companies should not play politics. And I'm like...
I think they sort of have no choice at this moment because of... All 50 states are involved.
Exactly. Along with
18 countries. I think they have no point. Even companies that don't want to make statements are coming out of the woodwork to make statements.
Exactly. So everyone is just like, all these people are just getting mad. It's like, they're not even really doing anything. Like, maybe the P5 one might have been kind of annoying. I can understand why people are mad about that. Like, y'all was really excited to see what it's going to look like. But the Apple Music, you can still listen to your own music. You mad about 33 cents of your day. I mean, 33 cents of your... That's how much you gave them niggas that day. Apple that day. 33 cents. You mad that you lost 33 cents to black music.
And the fact that it's just a browse page. You can still work your way around it if exactly. You didn't want to listen to it.
Same thing with the servers being down for all these video games. Like, it's only 2 hours. You can still play all the other video games that didn't put their servers down.
Nah, let me tell you what was really real. A lot of white families was mad because Nickelodeon did an eight, nine minute commercial of just breathing, and the screen said, I can't breathe. It was all black. For nine whole minutes.
And I saw a lot of people were mad that they're
Caucasian.
Yes, a lot of Caucasian people were mad because their children could not watch TV for 9 minutes.
Or commercials.
When they couldn't watch commercials for 9 minutes or whatever. To signify, you know, the 9 minutes that George Floyd couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's to educate the same way these families educate.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, racism is not a gene heredity thing, it's something that's taught.
Yeah.
Hate is taught. You know what I'm saying? We're all born with love. That's why you got to teach your kids not to trust everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I think we're learning more and more that it's taught, like, indirectly, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's taught. Like,
Bree said, or, like, what people are telling their kids of, like, how we're not protesting what we're protesting, how we're protesting the flag, or how we come at cops wrong, or even Trina's license and registration thing. Like, there's... putting us in a place where it doesn't really depict what's really truly going on or what we truly fighting for.
Yeah, because we got to teach our kids when it should never be a thing where we had to teach kids how to encounter a cop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the major issue there. Like, hey, when you see a cop walk like this, don't, and if they ask you, you know what I'm saying? And even when you do those things, it still happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's the major problem where why do we have to teach our kids that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can teach them how to respect an adult. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, like, hey, when you see a cop, hands up, lay on the ground, keep your feet wide, don't make it look suspicious at all.
It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be us doing that, especially if they're working for us. They're working to provide and protect our...
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I really feel like California did it because them niggas didn't know what they signed up for, but they had a Zoom meeting with random civilians that called in, and every civilian that called in tore them niggas up. Like, literally every day. Like, a lot of them was like, hi, I'm Josh, a white man, and tore their ass up with straight facts.
Isn't California where the term fuck the police first came from?
Yeah, NWA, yeah.
I guess. I think people have been saying fuck the police for a long time, but
yeah music, but I feel like...
The music, yeah.
It's literally all their music.
But yeah, I don't... Man, it just... I don't know. Especially with all the videos circulating and you see the blatant... Mm-hmm. differences between it's how we treat school
There's literally a thread with 150 videos of police doing wrong shit during this whole time.
Yeah.
Not over the time of black brutality, but police brutality over the time of protests starting. They have 150 videos showing police doing wrong.
But even when it comes to looting, okay? Even if looting was a big problem, They're showing these cops doing that, doing all this brutality, shooting everybody at peaceful protests. It never seems to be white people that they're putting on camera getting shot. They're yanking people out of car for curfews. Mm-hmm. Even people who aren't protesting coming from
They're arresting. Tonight, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're going to make bank.
I hope they do make bank. And they had an ascot. So I hope they do make bank. And on top of that, they're arresting Uber drivers. Like, how they're enforcing stuff with the, like, arresting the Uber Eats guy. Like, how they're enforcing stuff is just, it's so detrimental.
But it defeats the purpose.
Right. Like I don't understand what they think they're trying to do, but it's not delivering that message of serve and protect.
Yeah, so my thing is, like, because I've just been scrolling through Twitter, like, you know, niggas don't got nothing better to do.
You. Nah, I'm playing. Go ahead.
So, it's like, when this first happened, like, when they first started protesting and everything, they're like, a riot just popped off. So then Trump took that, and not even just Trump, like, the media took that and said, like, oh, they're rioting. It wasn't protest, it was riots. So then for, like, several days, everyone was saying, oh, it's a riot, it's a riot. So now, after, like, 2 or 3 days of this, it's just gotten in people's head, like, oh, these people are not protesting. They are rioting. Like, even, no matter how many peaceful protests you can show, everyone just believes everyone is rioting. They're like, oh, I understand your message, but you don't need to riot about it. Niggas ain't even rioting. Like, most people are just chilling. Everyone's just walking, showing their hands and everything. And then the police are there, like, caught inciting riots. There's random motherfuckers, like, you know, them anarchists who, like, put on a black mask and start, like, fucking shit up. And then, like, when you see one person fucking shit up, you're going to start fucking shit. Like, it's that one episode of, what's it called? Of the Boondocks. When Riley's like, hey, whenever someone throws a chair, shit pops off. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's happening. Someone throws the first brick and everyone starts popping off.
Yeah. You know, so, if y'all hit the Apple store, let me know. I need a booster.
Nah, when everyone robbed that Apple store, they're like, oh, this phone is being tracked. Please return it to the Apple store.
I sent it to Anonymous.
We can still do something with that. If that pops up on your screen, just holler at me. We can still do something with that.
But yeah, it's like, this man Trump, like, he really fucked it up. Like, he took the message that we were trying to put out there and it made it, like, less than it was. So that's the same thing with, like, oh, this is accidental racism. Like, people are learning to be racist because someone out there is changing the message.
Right. I agree completely. All right, so besides everything that's going on with Black Lives Matter, there was also a day spent toward sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
On my timeline, I, of course, being Florida-based, I saw it with the Florida universities, whether it was UF, FIU,
mm-hmm.
FAU, USFM. So how do y'all feel? How did y'all feel about that? Did y'all have anybody affected? And what do y'all have to say about sexual assault as three young Black men? How do y'all feel about everything?
Sexual assault is very serious, man. I have a daughter, a girlfriend, I got a mom, and I also have sisters. And not only that, I have a son also. Y'all gotta also remember, sexual assault is not only women. Men get sexually assaulted and raped. Also, even though it's a quote-unquote harder to prove subject, men get sexually assaulted all the time. I don't know if y'all, I'm gonna just talk about this a little bit about the men part. I don't know if y'all seen that Twitter video when they was doing interviews on the beach during spring break, and guy asked, if you wanted that sexy, your man say, you know what you would do?
Mm-hmm.
And all the girls like, yo, I'm going to take that shit. That shit, that's rape.
Yeah.
That's all rape. A lot of girls thought it was ha-ha-hee.
Yeah.
Y'all all rapists. Like, y'all all rapists. Like, 90% of them girls, actually, I think, like, 99.9% of them girls all said they would take that shit. That's all rape.
I think with guys, it's also a thing. So I'm not going to ever ignore that. Mm-hmm. I think, at least on the timeline, it was mostly women. I did see some men share. I did see some brave men share. I just think that there whether it's men or women being sexually assaulted, I feel like there's a disconnect when it comes to sexual assault versus how it's perceived from the assailant versus the victim. I just think we need more conversation on the matter.
Well, my perspective about sexual assault and rape is it's always a touchy subject. You never want to be misinformed. You always got to learn all the different types of rape. So you won't know that you're actually doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at time, there's a lot. It was a time where I didn't know what coercion rape was. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, I done that one time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make me a rapist. It's just I didn't know. And I spoke to the person, and it was like, nah, we good. You know, we good. You know, she brushed it off. Like, are you good? I never even thought about it like that. We Gucci, good. I'm like, nah. But now I know I apologize.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So, you guys, y'all still had the whole accountability, even though y'all didn't know. Now, we talking about full-on blown rape. Like, no. And you still right. doing it? Yeah, there ain't no apology for that.
At all.
Yeah. And even sexual assault, so, too. Even though, well, sexual assault, probably.
Right.
But it depends on the level.
No matter, even if it's your wife, whether it's your fiance, like, if somebody says no, y'all gotta learn to understand the word.
Even if you're in a relationship, yes.
But I feel like a lot of people have been in circumstances where coercion or flirting, or maybe they confuse the meaning of them, and they think that them trying to coerce somebody is them trying to flirt. Or hearing no is maybe like a joke, and they think, oh, she's just playing hard to get or whatever.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's the biggest thing is conversation. So even in your situation, the fact that y'all had a conversation and y'all had an understanding after that, or before that, just the fact that y'all were able to talk about it. And whenever we get on touchy subjects, we got to be sure to, even if it's touchy, we got to have that conversation. So, like you said, for your daughter, for your son, they know right off the bat, once we learn, we could teach them right off the bat that this is what this is, this is what that is. You move like this, you proceed like this, and we could just nip it in the bud.
Yeah, because, you know, with guys, I would never say just talk to somebody that you're comfortable being you with.
Yeah.
Because there's always the girls that love aggressive men, and you're an aggressive guy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just stick to those women. And you got to build women and men. Y'all also have to build that boundaries. Y'all got to know where, y'all got to know them safe words, AKA safe words, but you got to know where your limit is with that person, because you could like being aggressive and a girl don't like aggressiveness. You know what I'm saying? And it's mainly because stuff happened to them in the past.
Right.
But, you know, you just got to know, because you don't want to think, oh, okay, you know, I'm used to girls I'm aggressive with and they let me hit.
Right.
And she's not with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's where it comes. Like, if it ever feels weird, like if you're ever in a situation where something feels awkward or something don't feel right, don't be scared to ask. Don't be scared to bring it up. Don't be scared to talk about it. You don't want to be put in a situation where y'all never discussed it, and then all of a sudden, now it's assault. You don't want to take it to that point. So if it ever feels weird, ever feels out of place, just be sure to bring it up.
Yeah, because, you know, I spoke to another young woman about it, and, you know, a lot of girls do, and a lot of girls, actually, let me say, a lot of guys do sexually assault a lot of women, especially when they're drunk. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes it's hard to control that, but you just got to learn to control. Or if you know you act a certain way when you reach this time, you just got to, like,
bless you.
You got to know how to limit yourself. Because I spoke to a young lady. I was like, you know, when you're drunk and you all push on a man, even though he's saying no at sexual assault on women. She's like, damn, really? Like, usually, you know, it don't count the same. And I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. Like, it's really gender biased. You know what I'm saying? Because I came across a situation where Prince was there. We was on the beach. They all got drunk. And, you know, I'm usually to get drunk too, but I ain't get drunk that day. And somebody was pushing up on me, and she was really drunk. She was very attractive. You know what I'm saying? Any given day, if she wasn't drunk, I would have did all the things she was begging for. But she was drunk, and she was trying to kiss up on me, and I'm like, nah, chill. I get your number from that person, and we talk about it. We talk about all that, you know what I'm saying? But she kept pushing, she kept proceeding. And, you know, it was a good look on my side because I denied someone that was drunk. Yes, she's drunk. Yes, she's saying yes while she's drunk. Oh. But a drunk yes don't always mean yes.
It's not consent, yeah.
It's not really 100% consent because they're not sober or they're not in the right mind space to give a full 100% consent. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the same time, she's also a sexual assailant. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, guys is not as, how should I say, not as persistent as girls when I mean, like, oh, you sexually assaulted me, I'm going to tell the police and all that. Like, mm-hmm. Now, guys be like, yeah, just chill, and brush it off. That wasn't really cool. I'm saying, you know, versus a girl, you know, girls got... I'm not wronging girls for having any emotions or how they feel or why they do things. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that's how guys are. You know what I'm saying?
But even with girls, I mean, a lot of girls don't come out either. So, I mean, both those numbers are probably skewed since they don't.
Yeah, a lot of girls, because you gotta understand, a lot of girls get sexually assaulted by family members and they'll never say nothing.
Right. And even now with Black Lives Matter, it shows that we can't really trust the cops, so no matter what situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, black or white, you can't really trust them.
Especially situations like that, because
Uncle Ruckus motherfuckers.
Right. People walk from sexual assault all the time. Mm-hmm. And rape all the time. I think when it comes to like colleges, like especially in college, because you know you go to a lot of parties with a lot of drunk people, especially us down here because we live in Miami and people come for the weekend and you might never see that girl again or you might never see that guy again.
Yeah,
I think you just gotta be smart and never try to coerce, especially now that we know the definitions of the words.
Mm-hmm.
Never try to coerce or persuade somebody that is drunk.
Coerce rape, stealth rape, and regular rape, sexual assault. Still, I don't know if y'all know what stealth rape is, but stealth rape is, you know, you have sex with somebody with a condom and you take it off without them knowing.
Yo, I ain't know. I knew there was something like that, but I didn't know that's what the
term I ain't
was.
Ever did that, thank God, but I ain't do that because I ain't trying to have no baby with the chick.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is really wild. That really is a thing that be happening.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know... It's just, you know, and you got to blame it on some things, but you really can't give it 100% blame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because people grow up and see them things, or they watch them things and they think it's okay, but it really isn't. So, but at the same time, y'all just got to educate yourselves. You got to think about what y'all doing right.
Yeah.
And trust me, there's guys out there that never went through none of that or did any of that to girls.
Oh, shit.
But that's also good why you need people to call you out, too. Whether it's your friends or whether it's OGs or whether whoever it is.
Definitely need friends that will call you out.
It's great for people to call you out on that so you could fix it immediately.
Yeah, because guys, trust me, y'all homeboys doing real rapey things.
And y'all see it and y'all know it.
Guys are going
don't ignore it.
Rapey.
Yes, because
don't just say that's him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm quick to tell any of my dogs, you bugging, bro. She drunk as hell. You know what I'm saying? So
be mindful. Look out for each other.
Because I don't really mess with drug girls like that. Like, even my girlfriend, that's our thing. But I really, like, if she passed out, like, which my homeboy seen before. Like, she was in the back seat after carnival, passed out. And we was in the front seat eating Wendy's laughing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Even, like, because there's, hear me out. There's a lot of other guys, like, oh, damn. He passed out in the back seat. Let me go try to do something and see if she like it. You know what I'm saying? And then the nigga would keep driving and act like he won't see nothing.
I would have said something.
Nah, that's crazy.
You get what
I would have said something to you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just, you know, you just got to let your homeboys know, even though that's their girlfriend, you let them know, like, yo, chill out, bro. Like,
bro, she
passed out. Like, even though that's your girl, you know, she say yes every time you whip your dick out, she can't say yes right now. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. All right. Any other topics that y'all want to brush up on before we get out of here? Or we can stop right there.
All right. That's about it. Y'all just be safe.
Be safe. Continue to be safe.
With Corona. No, fellas. No means no.
Yes.
And if you drink too much Henny, that still means no.
Keep all these celebrities canceled, please. Don't forget about it in a week when you're in the club. Or in 2 weeks when you're in the club.
You're in the club and Juicy come on.
Yeah. I don't expect y'all to even forget. I don't expect y'all to keep this canceled up.
Keep it canceled. Keep them canceled. And if y'all hear about any protests, send them our way. Besides that is out. We out.
All right, man. And then they shoot rubber bullets, shoot back. We out.
Don't do that. Don't listen to them.